of course, realizing that women have atypical symptoms of heart disease, really kind of ignored some things that I probably should have paid attention to, and finally decided to listen to my body and checked into the emergency department. Because I did have a little bit of an elevation in one of the blood tests that they do, it does classify me as somebody that's had a heart attack, thankfully very minor. And now see a cardiologist, had a cardiac catheterization. I'm on medications. So no damage to heart muscle, no blockage.
So even when we think of a heart attack, I mean, what, there are different degrees or levels of it?
There are different types of heart attack. The worst type of heart attack is when there's complete blockage in a coronary artery. So if you think about cholesterol and how it would form plaque in mm-hmm. arteries, it can break loose or it can develop to the extent that it actually occludes off or almost completely occludes one of the arteries in your heart. And so when that happens, you have blood flow that's not getting through to the rest of the heart muscle.
And then it can be as, I don't know, should I use the term mild?
I know. It's like, do you say mild?
Yes.
They found that a couple of my arteries were anatomically very small. And so I either had a little piece of clot. Potentially, it wasn't there when they went in and did the heart catheterization. Mm-hmm. So I either had a little bit of a clot that had resolved by the time they took me in, or I could have had a spasm in one of the arteries.
But you're saying the symptoms for women can be different from those of men.
The symptoms are different. For women, you know, men tend to have the classic, what most people think of when they think of a heart attack.
Well,
so kind of the clutching chest pain,
the
pressure in the chest, pressure in the arm. Women can certainly have that as well. But many times with women, particularly with more of what happened with myself, it's things like fatigue, maybe not sleeping well at night, maybe some discomfort in the chest, but not what you would really think of as chest pain.
You could think that could be almost anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, you know, many times it also falls kind of during the menopausal years. Menopause can cause palpitations. It can cause you not to be able to sleep. It can cause lots of things that also can go along with heart disease. You know, so I think many women are probably, you know, don't want to cry wolf. You know, have probably already been to their physician, you know, with some of the menopause things that are going on, or in some cases maybe have and are misdiagnosed.
But you know, also the danger, I imagine, is that you could possibly just ignore it.
You know, which is I had been ignoring some of the subtle things. But then really when I started to notice something in my arm that my left arm didn't feel right, that's when I knew.
So to make people aware then, symptoms they should be paying attention to when they occur.
I think most importantly, just pay attention. I think we really know deep down inside when something's not right. Denial is very, very powerful. But if you're more tired than you really think you should be, if you're having anything in your chest or your abdomen that doesn't feel right, mm-hmm. if you feel like you're having palpitations and you haven't seen a physician for it.
When a heart attack does occur, though, what should you do?
Call 911. If you can't, for whatever reason, call 911 or choose not to, at least have somebody else drive you.
Okay.
You know, somebody that tries to drive themselves, particularly if they have complete blockage in the heart, that's an emergency. They can lose consciousness or go into cardiac arrest at any time.
Who is most at risk for a heart attack or heart disease?
Diabetics, people with high blood pressure, people with high cholesterol, people that are overweight, sedentary lifestyle, all of those things, you know, those are manageable. We can control those. The one thing that we can't control is our family history. So you can have people that do all the right things. They exercise, they eat the right way, they manage their weight, their cholesterol is normal, but they have strong family history, meaning, you know, somebody else relatively close to them, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles have had heart disease. And obviously you can't change that.
In which case, then what, you monitor it more closely? Or
well, I think it's just being aware of it, you know, and clearly if you have that strong family history, then making sure that your blood pressure is normal, that your cholesterol is normal, that you're eating right, that you're exercising, that you don't smoke, you know, all of those. Because we see people in my facility, young people in their 30s and early 40s that do everything right and they still have big heart attacks.